Just one halakha from Arambam in Ilchot Matanot Aniyim, Perikud Halakha Yudhet. And from the Shulchan Aruch Yuredi'a, Siman Resh Nunhe, Saif Aleph. Arambam writes, Le'olam, Yidchok Adam Atzmo, a person should push himself, Yidkalgel Betza'ar, and even if it's going to cause him Tza'ar difficulty, Le'al Yitztarech Labiriyot. However, he should not put himself in a position where he has to come on to people, and therefore put himself as a burden on the people. As the Gemara says, in the name of Rabbi Akiva, that even if a person has to minimize his eating on Shabbat from eating the delicacies that might be a little expensive, but if he can't afford it, Rabbi Akiva said, better for him to be treat his Shabbat like a weekday, meaning when it comes to his food, not to eat the delicacies, instead of having to come out to the Sibur and borrowing and taking money. Even if a person was a hacham, a scholar, and respected, and he became impoverished, ya'asod b'umanut, he should involve himself in some type of trade, ve'afilu b'umanut menuvelet, and even if it's beneath his dignity, lo yistarech lebiriyot, but he should not again burden himself on the people. Mutav lefshot or behemot nevelot, even if it means that he has to skin the animals of the, you know, carcasses of the animals, to skin them, which is a very menial job. Lo yomar la'am hakam gadol ani, kohen ani, he shouldn't come along and say, well, it's beneath my dignity. Arambam is telling you over here that everybody must find a means to support themselves, and nobody should come along and say, well, I'm too good for this job, or I'm too respectable for this job. It's better to even take a job that's beneath one's dignity, instead of putting himself as a burden on the sibur. Some of the greatest rabbis, like Hillel, was a wood chopper. Or they would carry beams, or they would be water carriers. Where they would be involved in the coal, and they rather themselves to remain independent from the Sibur. Now that being said, Maran does write in the beginning of Hilchot Shabbat, afilu mi shesarich la'achirim, even if somebody is dependent on others, im yesh lo me'at mishelo, if he has some funds that are his own, even though he has to supplement, let's say, his income by borrowing from others, sarich lezarez atzmo lechabed et haShabbat, still he has to push himself above and beyond to try to do something extra lechbod Shabbat. So what did Rabbi Akiva mean when he said aseh Shabbat echachol? He says ela lemi shashad dechukado biyoter. And the Kafayim explains that means if somebody is totally dependent on the charity, then already he should not take more charity in order to have extra delicacies on Shabbat. But if a person has some of his own funding, but he has to take charity to supplement his income, he should squirrel away some money during the week in order to save it at least for the minimum of lechbot Shabbat. The Gemara says kasad arsana, which would be a certain type of fish, at least lechbot Shabbat. But if somebody totally is dependent on the charity, then already Rabbi Akiva says he should not take more in order to have the onik Shabbat. Now, of course, it should be incumbent upon the charity, dispensers of the charity, to make sure that even the lowest on the economic scale do receive at least money to have a onik Shabbat. But from the ani standpoint, they're saying he should not go around and ask for more because of this situation. Now this, Baruch Hashem, we're living in a blessed country, and Baruch Hashem, the large majority of Jews do not reach this low economic level. And therefore, it's a reminder to us that Bezat Hashem, that we have funding, that we have to spend the money lechbot Shabbat. If the rabbis are telling us, even somebody that's taking charity, he still has to do something for the Shabbat to treat it in a special way. Well, the more so people that have, they have to go out of their way to buy special foods, to buy special delicacies, wines, and things like that. And no one should say that this is going to take away from the income, as the Gemara says, that the money that we spend for Shabbat It's not on our tab. God picks up the bill for the foods and the delicacies that we spend on Shabbat. And I would refer you to the Kaf HaHayim in Siman Resh Mem Bet, the beginning, where he goes through many pieces of Zohar and different sources on the importance of enjoying the Shabbat with good food and good delicacies. And therefore, somebody that has the wherewithal should not be mitzamsem. He should not be miserly when it comes to his foods and his enjoyment of the Shabbat.